I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I have a rare treat for you now, a story of hope. My guest, Dr. Chalak Burzinji, fled from his hometown in Iraq and landed in Trump country. He works in a small, deeply conservative Appalachian town, a town that you might think would reject a Muslim Iraqi immigrant, but that is not what happened. Chalak, welcome to the show. Good to speak with you. Tell me how you and when you ended up in Elkins, West Virginia.
I came to West Virginia in 2007 to start my cardiology fellowship, and then we felt that Elkins was a place to go to. I was always thinking and preparing myself to get this cardiology training in order to go back to Kurdistan in Iraq. That's where I come from, because I felt my cardiology training was badly needed there. Considering certain family circumstances, my son being autistic and my kids were in the last year of the high school, and then this opportunity came in Elkins, I felt this was a place that needed me as bad as I would be in my hometown. West Virginia is kind of a landscape which is little small populations scattered over the bigger area, and the resources were not quite available. And that's how I see my own country back home, where, believe it or not, we did not have heart catheterizations and interventions until early 2000. And in Elkins, when I went down there, and still they did not have much of the sophisticated and more advanced medical procedures, and that these population badly needed.
So the needs in Elkins, just as much as the needs in back in Iraqi Kurdistan. Tell me a little bit about Elkins. I know nothing about this town in West Virginia. What does it look like?
It's a community that is about 7,000. It's kind of a mountain terrain. Basically, people who work in mostly in industries such as coal mining that was there and some other what you would expect from a remote area in Appalachian area. They are very decent, nice people. And I have been treated from day one and up to this date only with respect.
So this is an area in Elkins that voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. And I'm guessing that many of them are pleased with Trump's travel ban on immigrants like you from Iraq and other Muslim-majority countries. Since the travel ban, any change in attitude among the people in Elkins toward you?
Actually, no. I'll give you one example. Last Tuesday, one of my patients came to my office, and he said, I'm here today really not as a patient. I just want to let you know that me and a large number of my fellow citizens went out and protested the travel ban just because we felt that this is probably will touch people like you. So I thanked him for that. Obviously, since then, a lot of people have come to me and said nice things about the work that I have done, and they actually personally may not necessarily welcome a travel ban.
Any way of knowing whether these people voted for Donald Trump?
I have no idea.
Right. One final question, Dr. Burzinji. Do you feel American?
Of course. I mean, this evolves over time. Once you establish in a community, you get connected, you interact with people, you get connected. And that's, I think, the sense of citizenship. I think, and that's where once you perform your duties, you connect to the people, you love the place, you love the people. And that's, I think, how, if that's what you mean by sense of citizenship, that to me, that's what it means.
Sounds like a pretty good definition of citizenship to me. Dr. Chalak Burzinji speaking with us from Morgantown, West Virginia. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.